Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends. Welcome back to our playtest of the fourth 1D&D Unearthed Arcana. Hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, the show that regales with tales of glorious triumphs and epic failures among friends. This week we're continuing our playtest of the fourth 1D&D Unearthed Arcana, and Rick, you're our DM, so take it away.
All right. When we last left, you all were doing a long rest, I believe, and you were in the camp with Balin and his wife and the awakened bear, correct? And so what do you want to do from here?
I think I would like to ask him if he recalls any sort of specifics from when the tower came up, or the trees came up through the village, or, you know, the, I don't know what we're calling this, the event happened.
The event, yes. So he'll tell the story, and the event occurred, let's see, his details. All he said was that the tower appeared in a fog overnight, and there was a lightning storm. Strange things are happening. The forest encroached upon the village. He fled. He lived on the edge of the village. He fled, and has his wife was affected, and he pulled her out of there, and he's been roaming around in the woods for 3 days. 3 or 4 days. So he doesn't have a lot of information about what went on in the village, other than he did watch a strange plant creature pull a scout into it and absorb that scout.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not. And he's been focusing mostly on protecting Gretchen, his wife.
Sure, that makes
sense.
And
then the bear showed up, and he befriended the bear. The bear will talk to you.
Was the bear already awakened, or did he awaken the bear?
The bear became awakened in the forest somehow. The bear does not remember. He was very confused, wandering around as a normal bear, and then all of a sudden he had a greater understanding of things and could talk, and came across Balin, and for some reason had some kind of connection with Gretchen and became like the protector.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's about all he knows. Okay. Other than he has scouted on the village from a distance, and it seems like something is keeping the plants from going any further into the village. So this unnatural plant growth has built up all around the village, but it has stayed clear within the village itself. Now, the village is not where the tower is exactly.
Right.
The tower is a little further off.
You think we could walk into the village, Balin?
You'd have to find a way to get through the undergrowth, but yeah, checking out the village would be great. If maybe there's some survivors, or I'd go with you, but I have to watch over Gretchen, who is still unconscious, but looking much better since you healed her.
Can you point us in the shortest direction?
Yes. So the path that you were following down from the hillside, that continues on past his camp, and then it becomes overgrown. So he says you can head in that direction, and if you just go straight, you'll get to the village. But it's all overgrown now.
Okay. Maybe my druidic friends can do something about that.
Could try to find that area pretty easily, I think. Could take some shapes to perhaps help us.
Very good.
Excellent. Might be able to finagle up some magic, too. We'll see.
All right. Well, he sends you off, and off you go down the path with Grandpappy Willow and Owl following along. There is a clear path, and then it's just, as you walk up, you see the trees are growing up over it and encroaching upon it, and vines have crawled across the path, and you can step over them, but it gets heavier and heavier as you go further on. And you estimate you're about halfway to where the village would be when it becomes very thick. So you have a couple hundred yards of really heavy undergrowth and plant growth to get through. So any ideas?
Well, some of us could fly over that if we wanted to. But that puts you, Pop, at a bit of a disadvantage.
What kind of undergrowth are we talking about? Or overgrowth are we talking about?
Medium-sized trees, bushes, thorns, vines. It looks like you could hack your way through it, but it would take a lot of effort doing that. It doesn't look like an impossible clearing or anything, you know, impossible to clear it. But it does not look like an easy, you know, squeeze through a bush and then you're back on a path. It looks fully overgrown.
Okay.
Well, nothing worth doing is easy. Let's just... I just trudge through unless someone's got something.
Okay. Grandpappy Willow just kind of uses his bulk and starts pushing his way through.
Can we just ride Grandpappy Willow?
But you can just walk behind him. It's not growing back, so he's knocking over little trees. And oh, I'm sorry. So sorry. You know, that kind of thing.
Miss Goosey.
So, yeah, he could certainly do that if you just want to push through.
Sure.
I don't have anything that's better than just traversing the regular old way.
Yeah.
I was thinking there was a druid spell that could, like, part this or something, but it doesn't seem like there is.
Not in this edition. I kind of looked for that when I set this up, but I'm like, oh, we got two druids. That's why I kind of put it here, because yeah, we're doing their druid playtest. And then I looked through the spell list, and I was like, oh, wow.
I mean, if you'll allow druidcraft as a cantrip to untangle vines, then I can cast.
Yes.
I can spam that, okay. And that'll clear
it. Two of you can help out and speed things up.
Okay. I was thinking that, but it seemed like a little too easy. Because it's a cantrip, but no, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, if you had a fire cantrip and you were just burning your way through
that
something.
That doesn't feel on brand.
No, I meant like a wizard. If a wizard was doing that, it would be
torch
okay.
Torch it all down. Yeah.
No, that would be off-brand, pretty much so. Yeah. Okay.
That's the druid version of Miscuzzi, I think.
Exactly. There we go.
Oh, and Matt, I had a question about Owl.
Jeff, you mean?
Jeff? Is it Jeff? Okay.
Go ahead and ask.
With this new familiar, it goes up the armor class and hit points and whatnot. The otherworldly familiar increases as with the spell level. And I couldn't remember what spell level that you cast for Jeff, the Owl.
On my character sheet, Find Familiar is a first level spell, so that's what I would have cast it at.
Well, if you upcast it, then Jeff has better armor class, better hit points,
sure,
better
but
attack.
Jeff is not a combatant. Jeff is just my friend.
Just your friend.
I have no combat interest in Jeff, so I definitely didn't waste a higher spell slot.
Okay. Well, I mean, Jeff could have been around from previous days, and you would get that spell slot back. I was just...
Sure.
You know, you might as well cast it at your highest level. Just if you ever need to bring Jeff back, if he gets destroyed, then you'd have to recast
him. He'll never get destroyed. The minute combat starts, he disappears into his alternate dimension. I'm not worried about him at all.
Okay. Well, what's your highest level? Since this is a new way of doing the familiar, what's your highest level spell slot?
Seventh.
All right. So that would give him an AC of 17 instead of 11. So that's a big difference. And hit points.
That makes Jeff better than me at AC.
Yeah, 16 hit points instead of 4, if I'm doing the math correctly. And the otherworldly scratch does 8 points. And is Jeff celestial, fae, or fiend?
He's Episcopalian, but Faye, Faye, I guess.
Faye. All right. So his otherworldly scratch does psychic damage. And this may never come.
I promise you it won't. It won't. That's a guarantee.
All right. And he can attack as a reaction using your reaction on his turn, whereas other familiars used to not be able to do that at all. Okay, so you guys are working your way through using Druidcraft and Grandpappy Willow, who is moving things out of the way and trying not to destroy trees, but at some point he has to, and he's making apologies. And you get to the edge of the village. You have very clearly not seen any animals, insects, birds of any sort, which of course is odd.
This is rather odd, fellas.
Agreed.
I'll have to concur. Very odd.
Perhaps this village, some sort of pesticide production facility, getting rid of all the critters. Let's check it out. I stroll into town.
Ooh, what is that right there?
Yes, so as you break through the very unnatural brush, and all the trees and vines and plants are leaning in towards this open village, and you can see the village is absolutely destroyed. There's obviously been some fires that have gone out. It looks just like devastated, like a tornado went over top of it. Almost, although there's some standing buildings, roofs destroyed and walls collapsed. And you see this swirling, as you break through the brush, you see this swirling, like 15-foot tall, spinning cloud of obvious storm and magic. It's like a bluish green, and it is spinning around like a tornado. And it's moving in this area, just kind of spinning around.
Check, please.
What do we do about that? That looks like some kind of unnatural phenomenon to me.
Yeah, can I do a nature check on this?
Yes, do a nature check on the whole area, both of you druids, or anyone that has proficiency in nature check.
Can I look around at the rest of the place?
Yes.
Just visually. Check it out, not move through it, but see if I can notice anything.
I got a 17 yes. on my nature check.
All right. Patrick, have Papa roll perception.
Perception. Okay.
Okay.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road, but not bad. Okay, so Acrodite got a 16, Engelbert got a 17 on their nature rolls. The two of you are very focused and clearly on this odd portal over there. With those rolls, you can tell that it is some kind of fey storm. There's electrical and fey energies flying around, and it seems to be some kind of storm / portal or weakening of the barrier into the Feywild. Patrick, you notice this clump of vegetation seems to be siphoning off and absorbing the energies from this tree, which is turned dead.
Okay. I'll point it out to my druid friends.
I'd like to go and investigate it.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. As you approach, I'd like you to roll perception. Or what's your passive perceptions? Never mind. They're over 10. You wouldn't want to get that close.
Mine's a 20. Mine is
too. Oh, a 20. Wow. Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are some really perceptive fellows.
Very clear. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This thing is obviously a, you don't need to even roll your nature. This massive stuff is a shambler, a plant monster that is, and what you would know about it. Oh, is it is spawned by lightning and fey energy.
Aha! Excellent. Mm. A shambling mound.
Yep. And it comes to life as you walk up. I mean, it stands up. It was kind of spread out on the ground and was just absorbing the roots. And it turns towards you and it kind of forms a large, bestial, bipedal, almost like a gorilla shape. And silently roar, you know, its mouth opens like it's roaring, but it makes no sound, just creaking and rustling of plants.
And that's creepy.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah. And so let's go ahead and dogs. Go to initiative here.
Oh, right. I got a big fat plus right. Zero. A two.
A two.
Watch out. They call me Speedy.
Look out now. Here I come.
I know.
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
All right. I've added you all to the turn there. Okay. So it looks like Engelbert is going first with a 13.
Alrighty. Engelbert will shoot a firebolt at this guy.
Okay. And remember, what you know is that if this thing grabs a hold of you, it will pull you in and absorb you, as Balin described, as one of the scouts got absorbed.
Gotcha. Nice. That doesn't sound fun.
Not at all.
Okay. Fire bolt at it.
12 probably misses.
12 does miss.
Does this thing look like it has reach, or do I feel like I could comfortably back up?
You can back up.
Okay. Then I back up to there and say, "Oh, whoa, Nelly. Watch out. There's a shambling monster man over there. He's very quiet, though. You might have missed him." And that's my turn.
Okay. Grandpappy Willow?
He will step up and slam, but he has 10 feet reach, so he doesn't actually... Does he need to move up? He might need to move up one. Yeah. And then he will do his slam attack, and he'll roll a natural one. So he misses okay. as well.
He missed as well. Wow. Not going well so far.
Yeah, we're doing super good, guys.
Papa.
Papa is actually going to try to firebolt it as well.
You don't often and see a paladin with firebolt?
You don't, and you even less often see him roll
a six to roll hit like that. So, okay, yeah, okay. It's an underwhelming foray.
Yep, and I'm gonna just stand my ground there.
Okay, the shambling mound jumps to attack Grand Pappy Willow and rolls a 10 to hit.
I'm pretty sure that's a miss. It is.
I think between all of us, the highest we've rolled is a 3 on all the attacks, but he's got multi-attack, and I rolled a 1.
There you go.
So
it's not just the good guys.
Everyone's doing poorly. But just to add, this clump of vegetation over here turns into a shambling mound as well. So now you got 2 of these monsters. And you see another clump of vegetation drinking out of the well. But it hasn't turned into a shambling mound. Now this one's inside a building.
It hasn't turned into a shambling mound, but it's drinking out of the well. Like, you know, like shrubs do.
Yeah, like shrubs do. Yes.
I'm sure that's the normal one.
Yes. This one, you kind of see it. Through this busted wall and things. It's inside the building, and it looks like it needs to smash its way out to get out. Okay. Acrodite.
Acrodite, I believe, is going to wild shape into a fiery bear. Bear of the land. Animal of the land, I should say.
Cool.
And then he's going to move up and do his 2 claw attacks.
Okay, a fiery bear. Now, what does that do?
Nothing. I mean, so, you know, nothing. Well, so we get resistance to any fire damage, and my claw attacks will each do an extra 1d6 fire damage.
Okay.
And it says that, like, you take on some of the traits of whatever the element is. Like, your fur might be fire, or... eyes ablaze or something.
Are you a large creature now, or do you stay medium?
I don't think so. I think it stays medium. That's a good question. I actually should have looked at that.
Small, medium, or large, your choice.
Oh, okay. I'd be large then, because I know these guys can swallow us up.
Okay.
I would figure Acrodite might know that about these things, but...
Yes.
Okay, so I made a handy-dandy macro. Watcha! A 20 to hit for the first one.
Hopefully okay.
That hits. And if it does, it is 15 damage, 5 of which is fire.
Okay, the fire kind of sizzles and goes out. It does a little bit of damage.
Oh, I forgot.
But it's as if the shambling mound is resistant because they're wet and gooey.
Oh, well.
Right. So that does the 2 points.
Yep.
So 12 instead of 15. But the slash definitely went add.
And then I will attack him once more. A 15 to hit.
That does hit.
13 damage, one of which is fire.
Okay. Half of one is one. So.
Yep. And that is 13. It for me. Fiery bear. Watch out.
Fiery bear. All right. And so what allows you to do the fiery part? Because I'm only seeing...
Moon Druid. I think it's...
level 6, elemental wild shape.
Yeah,
gotcha.
There we go. Yep.
Okay, we're back to Engelbert.
Okay, Engelbert. Engelbert's also thinking about becoming some sort of creature and attacking, because he sees the fire not do well, and so he imagines his fire bolt is probably also not going to do super well. And so he is going to wild shape into, let's go with a buffalo. And he is going to charge at him and do his beast strike business.
Okay. Does that involve an elemental change as well?
That's correct. I'm going to go thunder for my elemental change. The thundering hoof beats of this.
Oh, I like that.
This buffalo are going to come right at this guy. And I need to check one thing before I finish saying all this. Good. My speed does increase.
Yeah,
so,
your speed is 40. What's really weird is this buffalo can climb.
And I'm going to hit him with the old what for.
All right.
25 to hit.
Nice. So that tree is kind of there, and you smash through it. It's this look like it could have been a perfectly fine tree, but it turned black, and it just turns into like dust and splinters as you smash through it and crash into the shambling mound right through the old tree. The 25 definitely hits.
Okay, so if I'm reading this, it's 1d8 plus 5 plus 1d6 thunder damage. So extra thunder. So that's 13 damage and then
plus
two thunder.
The thunder does do full damage on it.
Nice.
It's been thunderstruck.
That's right.
Thunderstruck.
Get the rights to that real quick.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah. Let me email ACDC's producers or whatever.
Very good. All right. So you slam into it. That's really cool. A thunder buffalo and a fire bear.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like the flavoring. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Grandpappy Willow.
Oh, yeah. That's me too.
Yes.
He says, "You're not a very nice plant." And he's going to try to slam him. And I have to roll that because that's how the game works. And 16 hit him.
16 does hit.
Oh, great. I'm pleasantly surprised. 3d6 plus 4 is what it says is my damage. So 3d6 plus 4 gives me 10.
And unfortunately, Grandpappy Willow, upon contact, takes 4 points of necrotic damage as this plant thing absorbs his plantness.
Wow, that's mean. You said 4 points?
Yeah, 2d8. Rolled low.
Okie doke. So,
but the 10 points does smash into him. Yeah. All right, Papa.
Yes, Papa, frustrated by his super weak magical attack attempt, is going to come in and try to hit him with his greatsword.
Okay.
And he's going to put both his attacks on him.
Ooh, a crit. So, yes. Yeah, the 17 hits for 12.
Mm-hmm.
And add that all up and tell me how much that is. I'm blooded.
Okay.
This
78 crits.
Four. Yeah. 133. No, it's about 40 points of damage.
About 40.
Well, it's technically 40 points of damage, I guess.
From the crit, not both, right? So 26.
From the crit,
and
right.
14. Yes, 40 points. That is a nice crit.
And yeah. Then 11.
12.
12 total from the 17.
Yeah. All right. That bloodies it, man. That was a really good hit there.
And I'm going to risk the opportunity attack, and I'm going to back up.
Okay.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Oh. You do not back up.
I don't.
Because man. You are grappled.
Okay.
Yeah, only one hit. But you are. So it critted back at you, doing 27 points of damage, and you are grappled.
Okay.
So you spin, turn to jump back. It grabs your foot, slams into you. It keeps you from moving.
Okay.
And it looks like it's trying to pull you into it. So the vines are like wrapping around and engulfing. And it's crushing. You can feel its crushing strength on you.
Okay. So it's got my foot and it's trying to pull me inside of it?
Yes.
Yep. Gotcha.
The other shambling mound smashes through and moves only about 20 feet as it crushes through the wall and is heading towards you. Oh, and the other one stops drinking in the fountain and pulls itself up into its gorilla-ish looking form.
It's turned into a full-on shambling mound?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the portal is spinning around over here, and it starts tearing up this building to the south. Okay. And I think that puts us at Acrodite.
Acrodite will again continue to do his mighty claws. Whoosh! 24.
That is a definite hit. The fire.
And six fire, yeah.
Three fire, so 11.
And then again, whoosh! 20. Five 20 points total. Of fire for that one, so two, I'm guessing.
So 12.
Yep.
Yeah, it is being ripped to pieces.
That is it for Acrodite.
Very nice. All right. Engelbert.
I will... Thunderstruck starts playing in the background, and I just ram this guy twice or stomp on him. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. It's a bestial strike. Imagine the coolest way a buffalo could attack a shambling mound. And that's how I'm doing it. And...
Now, is this like a Cape buffalo or an American bison?
Imagine the coolest buffalo that you can imagine. That's the buffalo it is. That's attack one. That's attack two. How many times should I roll the damage?
Both.
Okay, so yeah, 25 and 15.
25 and a 15 both hit.
So here's the first one. That's... 9 regular and 5 thunder, and the second attack gets 6 regular and 4 thunder.
And that is enough to destroy it. And it slimes back down to just plants and vines and stuff. And it, as it goes, static electricity starts popping all over it, and it kind of burns a little bit and sizzles. And you see a little miniature version of that Fey electrical thing just kind of rip around in it, and then poof. And there's just a little bit of sizzling vine and plant matter there.
I'd like to imagine that as it was like spinning around, I did an aggressive buffalo snort and just blew it out. That's how it went.
There you go. Very good. Very good. All right, Grandpappy Willow.
Well, Grandpappy Willow is not going to touch these things. So Grandpappy Willow would like to... What would Grandpappy Willow like to do? Is there any debris that he could just chuck at one of these things from down the road? Like, just pick up
Yeah, he could back up. Go to this house right north of him here.
Sure.
And just grab part of the wall and throw it.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
Sure. Did animated trees have a throwing thing, or we're going to...
No, we're going to... If you're going to allow it, I'm just going to make it up.
Yeah, just make it up.
Okay.
It seems like something an animated tree could do.
Yeah, let's just play pretend in this imagination game of ours. And see what happens. 22 hit?
22 does hit.
What do you want me to roll damage-wise? Because this is just like a made-up, improvised weapon.
What is the animated tree's strength?
It's a 19 is its strength, so 19. Plus 4.
All right. And what does its slam attack do?
3d6 plus 4 bludgeoning.
Okay. 3d6.
Okay.
Plus 4. Yeah.
Do you just want me to do 3d6 plus 4?
Yeah.
Okay. 12 damage.
Very good. A chunk of the wall goes slamming into...
Don't touch me, says Grandpappy Willow.
Yeah. And I'm going to give him a 40-80 range.
Sure. I mean, I'm not
planning on... Instead of like a 20-60. Normally, thrown things have a 20-60 range. But he's huge.
Right.
So he's got this, you know, arcing advantage of tossing something down. All right.
He says, Kobe, and throws part of the wall down the pathway.
Nice. All right, Papa.
I am going to... I'll try to throw a couple javelins at this dude.
Okay. Those both hit.
Cool.
And that's right. The paladin now does radiant even on thrown...
Does it on everything. Well, on any exception of like a firebolt type thing.
Right, but any attack, weapon attack, right? So even range, if you had a bow, right? Okay, yeah. So 14 points on the first one.
And it looks like 10 on the second one. And I don't have any cool bonus actions or anything, so...
Okay.
I'm just going to do that. Stop.
All right. So you infuse these javelins with radiant light, and they slam in. Very good.
Nice.
So that shambling mound doesn't like that.
I imagine not.
And shambles forward, and then it kind of has to dash, and it gets up to Grand Pappy Willow, but it looked like it put in a huge effort just to move 60 feet, or 30 feet. They don't move very quickly. And it's going right for Grand Pappy Willow. Seems to be drawn to his plant material.
Boo.
The next one comes shambling up as well, dashing forward. Acrodite,
he's gonna... Wait, do we have reach? I don't think we do.
No, just 5 feet.
Right, okay. Is this movable through, or are these, like, is this area solid, like, walls?
Those are actually the very weak, broken bits of wall.
I'm pretty sure Grandpappy Willow just ripped that wall apart to throw part of it down the way, so I'm sure you could.
Yeah, it's been weakened. You could just push through it. Yeah, that Grandpappy Willow kind of tore it up to throw it. I mean, it's wood, so he threw like a big chunk of wall with boards and beams and everything.
I'd have to dash to get there, so
okay,
I will do that. Dashing forward and getting in attack position.
Very good.
That's it for Acrodite.
All right. This fire bear comes smashing through. There's flames, I'm assuming, all over the fur. And
ooh, yes, of course. Yeah. Fiery feet, flames, and fuego. Nice.
A bear fuego and fuego.
Bear. Fuego bear.
Yeah. I like it. All right, Engelbert.
Thunder, and I come running around, like, maybe smash through the corner of this building, and...
Yeah, it just kind of collapses around you.
Hit this...
The edge of it.
Hit this guy who's threatening my tree friend, and I'm going to hit him twice. So a 17 for my first attack, and a 13 for the second attack.
The 13 misses, but the 17 does hit.
Okie dokie. So that's going to do 12 regular damage and 6 thunder damage.
Thunder. Very good. All right. Grand Pappy Willow. This thing looks like it really wants to absorb him.
Yeah, that's the problem. Grand Pappy Willow is going to disengage and back up.
Okay.
He's not going to go too... Well, he's going to go far enough that this thing would provoke attack of opportunity if it moved through, but he's not leaving the battle by any means.
Gotcha.
Sorry, guys. This thing, their touch, it hurts me too much. I'm old.
No problem, Grandpappy.
I'm old.
Hence my name, Grandpappy.
They don't call me Pappy Willow anymore.
They haven't called me Papa in decades.
Yeah. All right, Papa.
I am going to attack with my greatsword as ferociously as I can.
Okay. That was pretty ferocious. Those both hit, 21 and 16. Good deal. For 20...
33 total.
33. And it is bloodied.
And I will just...
Or stand sapped, there. As it were.
Gross.
Yeah.
Sappy.
Sappy. All right.
That's it for Papa.
Okay. The shambling mound that is right on you, I believe... Does 19 hit? Nope.
Actually, it doesn't.
It does not. I see you.
I have an 20. Armor class of 20.
Yeah, so both of those miss. And the other shambling mound, 5, 10, 15, comes up to attack Engelbert the Thunder Bison.
That is a cool name. Engelbert the Thunder Bison.
The Thunder Bison.
I'm getting a tattoo of that.
You should. That's awesome.
So, what's your wisdom modifier determines your armor class.
Mm.
So, I assume that's a 15.
Then, yeah, probably. My armor class is 10 plus my wisdom modifier. Yep, that would be 15.
All right. So, those both hit, and you are not grappled because you're too big. So, you take 19 points of damage, bludgeoning damage.
Okay. I don't love it, but I'll live.
Yes.
Right.
Very good. Acrodite.
Acrodite. He's just going to do his claws.
Ursa Fuego.
Ooh.
Ooh. The 13 misses.
That hits. Yep.
That okay. does not get Second through its claw. Bark.
A 20.
20 hits for
7 and
9. One. 8.
8.
Yeah. Yes, 8 points.
All right. That's not very exciting.
No. And we go to round 5. Engelbert.
I like the idea that somebody's watching this battle being like, boo, that wasn't exciting, bear.
Yep. Seriously.
I turn to the crowd that's materialized somehow in this abandoned tent. I say, are you not entertained? And then I thunder stomp this bloodied...
They all pull out lighters.
Nice.
And they're holding right. up the lighters.
Engelbert.
Engelbert. Oh, that's a miss. And second attack is a crit, though.
A crit?
Oh, yes. And... Oh, boy. I don't have the game to roll. I don't have a character sheet to roll crits for me, so... I'm
very simple. Oh, we're not maxing, so yeah, you'll have to...
Okay.
It's 3d6 plus 4, yeah, and then 3d6.
Let's start right. that. And then, yeah, 3d6.
Why 3d6?
Well, you got to double the
don't
dice.
You double the dice?
Critical, yes?
But don't you do a die 8 plus 5?
I do. That was that's Pap Grandpappy's.
That's Grandpappy.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be 2d8 plus 5 plus 2d6.
Okay. 2d8 plus 5 plus
2d6.
2d6. For 19 total damage.
All right. And you were going on the bloodied one.
Absolutely.
Or the new one? Okay.
I'm a buffalo, not an idiot.
I'm a thunder bison, so
yeah,
yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, Grandpappy. There's rocks and
he picks up a rock and
dead trees or whatever.
Chucks it.
Boulders. That's a nice boulder.
Sure. first he hams it up and looks to the crowd and he's like pointing at a rock, like, should I throw the rock? Like, and then he
throw
puts
the
his
rock.
Puts his hand up to his ear, rock. Like, are you excited? Like, he, you know, this is now a WWE
right.
wrestling match.
Grandpappy's like, can you smell what I'm cooking?
Yeah, can you smell what Grandpappy Willow's cooking? And he will roll his attack, a 24 to hit.
Very good.
And he will roll his 3d6 plus 4 for 16 points of damage. And the crowd goes wild.
Very nice. That takes a huge chunk out of it. It looks pretty weak at this point. Papa.
I am just going to attack it.
Okay.
With my greatsword. I'll do one at a time. Does 11 points put him down?
It does.
That's awesome. Then I will step through his mangled carcass and try to attack the other.
Okay.
So that'd be a 15 to hit for 15 damage if that hits.
It does hit, so that is 15 off. Very good. You slice into it. Okay. And that other shambling mound also falls apart and it does the same kind of electrical storm thing as it unwinds. Okay, the remaining shambling mound is going to focus on Papa. It wants to engulf you. And it rolls a 1, giving it an 8 and a 23. So the 23 does hit for 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you are grappled.
Okay.
Acrodite.
He will move up. Boop, and then claw away. Whole critical hit.
Nice.
Nice. All right. So add a die 8 and a die 6 to that. So the...
Oh. Not too exciting.
Boo, says the crowd. Boo. Okay, a 2 and a 1 and a 1.
The crowd is so critical of Acrodites.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's like, what?
12. I need all right, so that's game. A 13 point.
Yep.
Come on, bear.
And then the second one. Oh, yeah. Whoppa. Ooh, close. Almost another crit.
Yep. Definite hit. And that's a lot more damage. So
yeah, 12 plus 3, 15. 15.
Yeah.
Yep.
15.
Sweet.
Very good. Going to round 6, and now we have Engelbert.
Just going to give him the old what for with the thunder hooves.
With the thunder hooves.
I love what for with the thunder hooves. Uh-huh.
It's my other tattoo.
Right.
They're separate. That 15 was a hit before, so I assume it's still a hit now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And so 13 total damage, and then I will attack a second time. That's a miss with the 13.
It is.
And I turned to the crowd, and I was like, oh, I didn't hear you cheering, so I guess I don't need to stomp him out this second attack.
Crowd goes quiet.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, Grandpappy Willow.
Just pile driver just jumps off a building and land. No, he throws a rock.
Okay.
Lobs it over us and just hits this guy or tries to.
All right, he has disadvantage at this range.
Oh, then he'll scoot up.
Okay.
Because now he feels sufficiently protected by his peeps. And is that close enough?
Yes.
Then he will throw for a 20 on his to hit, which I
definitely hit,
and 13 damage. And from downtown, that's Grandpappy Willow.
This thing is bloodied.
I'm just
Papa?
Mixing all my sports.
There we go.
Right.
It's a touchdown. All right. What is Papa doing? Ooh. Good time for a crit.
It's always a good time for a crit. So that's 21 for the... No, it's a miss on the 13.
Yep.
So...
But you have it 20. Set to crit at max. So
I'm sure
I'll need,
I do.
I need you to roll 2d6 and a die 8.
Okay.
Okay, so that is 9. 16 plus 4 is 20. All right, 20 point. And now the shambling mound goes. It engulfs you, Papa.
Okay.
And you are blinded and restrained, unable to breathe.
Okay.
And you are pulled into it.
Okay.
Okay. And make a con save, please.
That's a plus, or that's an 8.
Okay.
You don't get the plus 5, like that's not part of the aura anymore, the plus 5 to saves. That sucks.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the UA, you just get the aura protection. You get a plus 1 bonus to all saving throws. Well, me and everybody who's in the aura. The aura of devotion, none of us can be charmed. And the aura of courage, none of us can be frightened. But that's all I get.
Gotcha.
As per the UA.
Only a plus 1, huh?
Well, it's based on my... Charisma. It's based on one of my modifiers.
Oh, okay. Charisma. And because we rolled and one of them is not great, gotcha.
Right, so your charisma is a plus 1.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it just turns the bonus into that. So join us next week as we continue our playtest of the 4th 1D&D Unearthed Arcana. See you then. Thanks for listening to the Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.